a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, guys, let's have another go at this.
Oh, you're not.
What TV theme?
We don't need the theme again.
Gotta give the people what they want, man.
They heard it already today.
Yeah, I know. It's bonus. What TV theme?
There's one person who wants this. You.
Yes. What TV theme?
Are you cutting into the game?
What TV theme? The game will take as long as the game takes. What TV theme? What TV theme? Even if I am the only one that wants to hear it, I write a very strongly worded email, so I know that if I don't sort of acquiesce to my requests, yeah. I'm going to hear about it.
Yeah. You're an idiot.
Let's go again. What TV themes? I'll play little bits of them. You guys tell me the TV show. Your names are your buzzers. Here we go.
Let's do it.
No, Lear Loggy.
Oh, you actually wanted to test the buzzers again. Mate. We've done this.
No.
Lear. So,
all right, tell me. Loggy. What. Hang on. Get my list out of what TV shows
are
actually. No, I want to make sure I get it right. Okay, here we go. Tell me what TV show is this? Wake up in the morning.
Oh, I do.
Loggy.
Lingy. Oh,
is it Clueless?
No, it's incorrect, mate, and I'm so happy you're wrong.
Is it Saved by the Bell?
Oh, no. I've already done Saved by the Bell, and I'm not quite there yet to be repeating TV shows. Okay. Not quite played it.
Play it again, play it again, play more. I know this song. Oh, no, hang on. That's an American accent.
It's a show that we've talked about recently.
Is it an Australian show?
No.
So it's not.
No clues.
Degrassi.
Yeah, it is.
Degrassi. Yes!
Well done. What's the full name of it?
Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah, there you go. Degrassi Junior High. All right, here we go. Question number two.
1-0.
Quick game's a good game.
Not my vintage.
Tell me what TV show this is.
Loggy.
Lingy.
Ha, suck eggs. OC.
Yeah, too slow.
Yeah, that's
Lingy.
What you get. That's what you get for being all up in your high horse. Ha.
Just be quicker, mate.
Hey, you like it down in the mud.
Wow, this is a side of you that's not nice.
No, good. You too. Question number three, tiebreaker.
What is this?
Loggy. That was, we did that, and it's 90210 Beverly Hills. We did that last week.
That is the wrong one, isn't it?
But
sorry.
I'm happy to say that that's a win. Although
no, actually, that's...
I'm a player of good games.
That's interesting.
That I will say, what? That's okay, let's play it again. Let's play that point again. See,
oh,
Lingy?
Right. Replay that the point. Didn't...
Yes.
There we go.
It's
okay.
Called a let.
Here we go. Here we go. This is more. This is this week's one.
Let first serve. Keep going.
Loggy.
Oh yeah, I know it. Can I
Top
do it?
Gear.
No, it's not. I've already done Top Gear.
Yeah, I know.
Is it an old school one?
Yeah, it's old.
Mission Impossible.
No.
Oh.
No, it's not that old.
But
it's
I
old,
thought that like, that sound there.
Yeah,
was
it is.
Mission
it
Impossible.
Is Mission Impossible. But
it's naughty.
Loggy. First season. Oh!
That's Mission Impossible.
It's Jamie Drury's Garden. Garden, Australia?
No! No! No. Close!
Backyard Blitz!
Yes! Yes. With a very fresh face Scott Cam as part of the cast
really?
As well.
I will say, I think Lingy did say Mission Impossible, and it is kind of. Mission Impossible.
I'm not paying that.
Yes. Okay, good.
There's no chainsaws in the background of the
yeah,
Mission
exactly,
Impossible.
Yeah, exactly, Lingy. Suck it.
Theme song.
Loser.
Are you, right. You flip-flop like crazy. You're on my side then.
I'm going to get. I'm
right.
An enigma.
All right, here we go. Let's just do the fourth one because I went to the effort of cutting it. Here we go. What TV theme is this?
Loggy.
Right.
It is The In-Betweeners.
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't have a life. Shut
well, I'm glad you just took the words right out of my mouth. Get a life.
Oh, yeah.
No one likes a sore winner, mate. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. So, hectic in Pakistan.
Yeah.
8 people rescued from a cable car after one of 2 cables snapped.
Yeah, 7 a.m. Tuesday, their time. It just broke the cable and they had to use, you know how they had to alert people? They used the mosque. Speakers, you know, the call to prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Speakers,
yeah.
Use them to spread the word around the valley because it's such a remote place.
Yeah.
And such a massive valley. They spread that word to then get people to come and actually help and rescue.
Clever.
I could not believe, like, just imagine being in that situation and just having to remain calm in some way, shape, or form. I definitely am not the person to have in a bad situation.
You wouldn't be great company.
I'm not great company.
You hate heights. You really hate heights.
Yeah.
Like to the point where we can't do anything that involves heights on the radio just because.
Well, you can try, but they put me up in a cherry picker once at my previous job. And it was not good.
What about if you were in there and then there was that one person in there who does that, like they shake it like, oh, look out, everyone.
Like
I punch them in the throat, 100%.
Like
I'll
the lift
knock
jumper?
Them out.
The guy
Sorry,
that jumps
violence
in a lift?
Is never the answer, no. But I would punch them in the throat.
It would be a reflexive thing. I got stuck one time. It wasn't up high, but speaking of previous jobs, at a previous radio station, we were giving away an exercise bike. But it wasn't an electronic one. It was like an exercise bike that had, like, you know, on a keyboard, how you get a piece of wire that's sort of a rectangular shape so you can rest your music book on.
Yeah, this one
had one like of those on the handle. To, I guess, you can rest whatever you want on there.
To
like a little stand. To, and I was, it was just in the studio for, I don't know, a good 2 weeks whilst we were sort of giving it away. And so every now and then I'd jump on it, have a little pedal and then jump off and whatever, just have a bit of fun. And one time I was pedaling on it, I was like, I wonder if my head could fit through that. And so I put my head through.
Of course you did.
Through the little like
the stand,
resting.
Yeah, that was attached to the handles, the handlebars of the exercise bike. And got my head through.
Yeah.
But then went to sort of go back out and I couldn't.
Oh my God.
I couldn't get my ears to go flat enough to let me go back through. I had hair at this time as well. It was when I was bald. And
how you lost your hair? It was all ripped out?
I was like, no. I was like a panda in heat just presenting.
If you had that at this workplace, it would be dire, consequences. Yeah.
So in the end... In the end, they had to break the stand on the bike to get it off my head, and then we had to give away a broken exercise bike with my sincere apologies.
Yeah.
And that's probably the most traumatic time I got stuck.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This has been trending for the, you know, just over... 24 hours or so? The silence on Four Corners came out on Monday night on the ABC, and it's from Four Corners reporter Louise Milligan. Now, she has investigated the AFL's culture about gay players and the fact that there is no single elite male player who is publicly identified as gay in the AFL. And this is the only major sporting code in which there is not a gay player who has come out. And so obviously the conversation has started, why? Why has this never occurred?
Mm.
Obviously there's gay people in the AFL. That's a given.
Yeah.
Okay? But they've never felt comfortable enough to come out. And Bob Murphy spoke very openly on this program as well, and he's been an advocate and an ally for a very long time. Have a listen to his final words on the program.
You will be fought for. You'll be supported. And if there was a dissenting voice, they would be told to shut the f*** up or get out. I would think that a player to stand up in front of his teammates and say, I'm gay and I'm one of you and I want you to accept me, that would be like a superpower for your football team and your football club. And please, I want a gay footballer in my football club so we can get up and wrap our arms around him and say, you're one of us, we love you, you're brave, you're braver than anyone in this league, so that makes us braver than everyone else. And that will help us win. And then we might get change.
Now, you made a good comment yesterday, Tom, because you're like, it kind of sucks how people... you know, need to feel like you need to come out and openly say, hey, this is my sexuality.
Well, yeah.
In 2023.
Seems like one of the last sort of places in the community where you'd have to do something like that. Whereas, you know, most other places, just it is what it is. And, what you're into isn't anybody else's business.
Exactly. And there's gay people that work at KROQ and we've never had a situation where you've had to be like, hey, Hey everyone, we've had a meeting and FYI. Guess what? I'm gay. Okay.
So why the need for that then within an AFL club?
Well, I think that's the question. why, and you obviously love to grab your thoughts on this because you are one of the elite players, former elite players of the AFL. It just doesn't seem from the outside that it's a culture that is welcoming of that community. Or
I disagree with that. Within the football club that I experience,
yeah,
I disagree quite strongly with that statement.
Yeah.
I understand it across the league if you're talking about that, and the fact that there is still vile abuse thrown from certain members, unfortunately, on rare occasions from the crowd, based around all different reasons.
Yeah.
But it is horrific. So I agree with that as an entire industry. But the football club I experienced, I disagree that it's a culture where people wouldn't feel comfortable to be themselves.
Do you think it's more the fans and the general, you know, footy fan populace, that kind of that people might necessarily feel not safe? Like, they might feel safe within their own club, but then feeling safe out on the footy field might be a different picture, maybe.
Well, do you know what I feel like we're almost and through this program on Four Corners is asking this. And you're right, there are gay players in the AFL, that we're asking one or multiple players of those players to come out and publicly state it. What if they're not comfortable doing that? Not because they don't feel supported and loved and cared for within their football club, but they don't actually like the attention and they don't want to be the poster boy for this. They don't want to be the one who has to speak on behalf of everyone. Not because of being gay, but because they actually might not like media attention. You know, there's players in the AFL who, if you said to them, and just park what we're talking about for a second, hey, after a game, can you have a chat to the media about the way the game went? There is half a dozen players who go, yeah, sure, not a problem. That's what we do. Another half a dozen players scamper for the change rooms to hide away because they don't like talking in the media. They're not comfortable. They get quite anxious about it. So therefore, they just don't want to have all that attention on them. And this is just to talk about a game of footy. When it's then an issue as big as this and so many people within the gay community who want them to talk and be out there and speak about it, what if they're just not comfortable doing that and they just want to be happy in their own space?
That you're so right. And I think that's a really interesting aspect because you would. It's not like coming out, I guess, if you feel comfortable at your place of business or in your family or whatever, which would be hard anyway.
Yeah.
You are going to be front page of every newspaper. The media will be wanting to interview. You'll basically be the poster person for that community.
So that's the big one is everyone in the media who's, you know, a story like this is you'll be supported. Well, you know, it'll be fantastic. It's fine, you can. But it's still going to be, as you said, front page. It'll lead the news. It'll be in the coverage. It'll be spoken about, and you'll be expected to speak about it. And the time where you turn down that interview to talk about it is like, well, why aren't you talking about it? You should be. You wanted to be the one, and that extra pressure. See, I think within. And perhaps my experience with the wonderful footy club I was at, my experience is of a really caring, supportive environment where people can be themselves. People have all different interests, all different what they want to do. Jeremy Cameron moves down from Sydney and just wants to live on a farm, play footy and live on a farm. It's a beautiful experience. You can be your own individual within a really high-quality, supportive environment. Now, that was my experience. It's not always the case, unfortunately, and across the league. And when you're talking about supporters out there and everything like that, I understand that there are negative aspects to it. But I think people can be themselves within the right football club.
It'll happen eventually, you'd have to imagine. I just hope that when it does happen, it's by that person's choice and as opposed to sort of Daily Mail paparazzi style snapping them, that kind of thing. Anyway, that's a great chat, and it is great. It's on iView, isn't it?
It's on ABC iView. You can catch it. It's called The Silence. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at
6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. So we're talking, work dress-ups that I just think go a little bit too far. So my wife, Dodzie, beautiful wife, she works at an indoor soccer facility, Kick Academy, has worked there for about 18 months or so. It's junior sport, it's kids playing soccer. For the last week or so, they've had themed dress-up days and lots of fun. So the coaches get involved. Everybody loves Coach Robbie. The kids adore him. He dresses up in...
A beautiful man. He is amazing.
He certainly is. He's the owner of the business and just does a great job, great energy. Kids are all dressed up. Awesome. I get it. I understand it. For some reason, Robbie's wife, Marissa, who works at the front desk, and my wife, Dodzie, who works there, they decide to dress up as well. Okay. Again, I get it. They're in the spirit of the whole thing.
That's good.
However, on Monday, Dodzie dressed up because the theme was animals. She went as a lemur. King Julian from Madagascar.
Oh, I got some King Julian again. I had a chance. Oh, God.
It's okay, Tommy. It's okay. She went as King Julian, had the full onesie lemur outfit with the big long tail, everything like that.
I loved it.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so good.
She had a big curly blonde hair out the back of it, everything like that, having a great old time. I get it again. I'm not that much of a downer log, despite what you think of me.
Okay, yeah, sure.
However, when I noticed that at 6 o'clock that night, she was still wearing her lemur outfit while cooking dinner, I'm like, too far. It's gone too far.
I'm just imagining Dodzie cooking with a band, just like this Dale behind her, and then sitting on the couch, just like back in her full lemur gear.
Amazing.
If you walk through the door after dress ups, just get changed. Just
all right,
get changed.
Well, we're doing a phone poll.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
Are you Team Dodzie or Team Lingy on this one? Can Dodzie just live her life in her costume for as long as she wants, or is she being forced, as Cameron Ling wants her to to be changed?
Should she have put her sort of street clothes back on once she got home, job was done?
No forcing. I'm just saying there's an end time
to
address.
There's a lot of people doing book week this week, so there's a lot of teachers in the region who will be dealing with this as well. Let's go to Melissa from Kerr Lewis. Melissa, Team Dodzie, Team Ling?
Dodgy all the way. I don't even understand why it's a question.
Yeah. Thank you.
Melissa, you can't be rocking the costume at 6 or 7 o'clock at night, can you?
Who does the washing in your house, Lingy? Are you trying to make her make more washing?
No, neither of them do the washing. Let's be transparent about that, I believe.
She's going to end up making more washing. She's going, it's her home. Why can't she wear the comfort of her lemur outfit and the privacy of her own home with her so-called loving husband?
I get him!
So-called is probably right, Melissa.
That's savage. Well, I love it.
Oh, Melissa.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha,
great.
Ripper. Jesse in Cario, Team Dodzie or Team Lingy?
Dodzie.
Okay.
Oh, why?
Mate, come on. Would you tell your kids after Halloween the same thing? After spending all day getting them dressed and everything to go out and do it? As soon as I get home, get out of it. Go to bed.
Great question.
Jesse, you make a good point. I think as a kid, there probably is a little bit more flexibility. As an adult, I don't know. I reckon the lemur outfit can go.
It's bang for buck, you know. Like, if she is going to go to the effort of putting it on and whatnot, she's going to get the most use out of it.
She wore it the whole day. Mm. And by the way, I also have incriminating footage of Dodzie as King Julian going out and joining in the dance party with the kids out on the soccer pitch. I'm like, okay, you've had your fun.
So you were sad you didn't get the personal King Julian dance party at your own
house. Yeah, that was us. I was going with it. Got a bit of a special.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.